Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
How do you have to, I guess, prepare, call it to, for your game plan, how you're going to call a game when you know you're going against a defensive coordinator that knows Caleb intimately?
We've got guys in the building that know how his mind works, and so we had some information on schematically how he liked to approach my offense in general and his feelings on Caleb. So I feel like we know what he knows, and you know we'll be just fine there.
That was Ben Johnson talking about his quarterback, Caleb Williams. Ben Johnson, the head coach of the 0-2 Bears. This is Rahimi and Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. As we continue to talk about a matchup on this Thursday against the Cowboys, where, yes, I do take into account their performance against the Giants as to why I think this plus the improvement that we saw from week one to week two with the quarterback could lead to a Bears win. It's at home. I've said it before. I feel like this is one of those games where the Bears have an opportunity in front of them, especially defensively, to be able to do so. That Cowboys defense gave up 478 yards of offense to the Giants. The Giants were able to get 22 first downs. 15 of those were passing. They were 6 for 14 on third down. That game was a 40-37 overtime win for the Cowboys, but they had to eke it out. On the ground, the Cowboys gave up 84 yards rushing, and they also had, to their name, 135. So when you consider all of that, I sincerely believe that the Cowboys' defense is not exactly the same world-beater type that we saw in Week 1 against the Vikings, and I think that at home especially, you could see some real damage done by this Bears defense, or this Bears offense, rather.
Layla, I need you to understand this. As we look at this week and what lies ahead and understanding the bye just a couple of weeks away, this is going to be the best opportunity for Caleb Williams to get off and to do his thing. Because the Cowboys, as you mentioned, coming off of just a horrible defensive performance, they let Russell Wilson throw for 450. Russell, not 2015 Russell Wilson. They let 2025 Russell Wilson throw for 450 yards against them. They give up 283 yards passing per game. That's third worst in the NFL. Caleb took a step forward from week one to week two. Out of a 52-21 blowout, the biggest takeaway was, from a positive standpoint, well, at least Caleb Williams seems to be headed in the right direction. And now I think he's going to head and take another step forward. And I think this week we might get a giant step forward. If he cannot throw the ball away. Yeah. If he cannot throw the ball away, Caleb Williams has a chance to do something very special. Because this is giving video game shootout vibes. And I think Caleb Williams might have a chance this week to match the potential that we all kind of dreamed of when we thought about this Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams partnership and what it would mean for the Bears offense going forward for a decade?
Yes, and I also feel like they're just signs, right? You have signs, and as Olin said earlier in the week, the film talks to you. And there's a lot of discourse we know online about Caleb Williams from various film experts. And even some hot takes that I think we feel like are out of pocket. And we're going to talk to Danny Parkins about those because he worked with Colin Cowherd on a daily basis, for example. And I felt like that was off base. If you watch the game and you watched it intently, which a lot of people have done between Sunday and now, they know, everybody seems to be in a similar place about what they saw out of Caleb Williams. And that was, I think, better timing, better rhythm. The cadence is something that's a focus. Again, they scored on their first drive. They only scored on 3 out of their 13 drives. That's bad. But they scored touchdowns on those. I thought there was good play design. This is something where you saw progress week to week. And that's really the standard right now when it comes to the expectation for him in the offense.
And the understanding is, you know, any progress that Caleb Williams makes this season may not be linear. It may not be just one line going up and across the graph, like a line graph.
No, that would be really predictable if so, and everybody would make a lot of money on their predictions.
You face different challenges, different teams, different defenses every week, and that's why it is going to be more of a jagged up and down with Caleb Williams, but you hope, much like the stock market, eventually it ends up where you want it to end up.
A net positive.
Yes, net positive, and it's got to be a big enough net positive between now and the end of the season that finally, after years of wondering, is this our guy? Is this our guy? You have the simple answer of, oh, well, they've definitely got the quarterback. Even if everything else isn't in line, the quarterback is there.
Oh, everything else in line, you say. Did they get the quarterback right? That takes me back. Why does that take me back? Do we win enough games? No. Do we get the quarterback right? No. Everything else is there. Ted Phillips, 2021.
That's bad. And you know what? You know what's worse? Is that that's been the kind of the question and answer every year since.
I actually think it was January of 22, but it was after the 2021 season.
But the point stands.
Let's listen to Ben Johnson as to what he sees. In case you're wondering what he finds valuable, sometimes you hear somebody talk about somebody else in order to see what they really like or what they really want in their quarterback, their individual. Listen to the way Ben Johnson talked about Dak Prescott yesterday.
When I see a quarterback utilize cadence the way that he does, and I know that's a little thing, but it's reflective of he's got total control of the field. He's looking to manipulate the defense. He's looking to control them. Hopefully we'll have a loud crowd here on Sunday that combats his ability to use that cadence to our disadvantage. But when I see that on tape, I know like this is a guy that's seeing the field really well right now. And he's trying to move defenders around. And I think that's when you have an experienced player like that, that's a dangerous thing.
Wait, did he call him out by name? I'm just checking my references here. Did he say Dak Prescott? Or did he say the Cowboys quarterback? Robbie, what did he say right there?
Let's play it again. Stand by, please. Computer is rebooting.
Apparently it's not rebooting. Yeah, it's
we've
not rebooting.
Had some computer issues recently. The audio, the board got stuck yesterday. That's okay.
Man, when I see
o'clock.
A quarterback utilize cadence the way that he does, and I know that's a little thing, but
yeah.
It's reflective of he's got total control of the field. He's looking to manipulate the defense. He's looking to control them. Hopefully we'll have a loud crowd here.
I just want to make sure he didn't name him by name because I was going to go back to a previous point about the petty and everything else.
That's just the way he talks.
Yeah, that's just the way he talks.
Well, he should know who Jared Goff is. That's my point.
He knows who Jared Goff is.
What do you care whether or not he knows who Jared
Goff
is?
Say his name.
They scored 52 points.
Exactly.
What do you think is happening in the next meeting? You think it's going to be any different?
I'll say this.
Maybe the Bears score more.
They may be playing their best football by the next time the Lions are in town.
Okay, that's actually not a bad
This isn't
point.
Even what you're really mad about. You're mad that you didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Doesn't even have to do with this.
Dun, dun, dun.
If the Lions make it to the Super Bowl, do you even care about that?
No, if we win a Super Bowl, Ben Johnson can do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
thing is, he also left for a team that I hate. Well, I love the Bears, but as a Lions fan,
you're telling on yourself, big guy. You're telling on yourself.
But see, if you bring up the real thing, then all of the other truths come out.
When I heard Ben Johnson talk about Dak Prescott in that manner, I was like, I hope he's got a tissue he can just wipe the saliva off the corner of his mouth because it sounded like he was salivating over what Dak Prescott brings to the field.
That's it. You've learned right there what he wants in a quarterback.
What he values. And I think...
And what he wants Caleb Williams to be.
And so, first...
CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens ain't walking through that door.
Well, but what are Roma Dunze and DJ Moore? What is Luther Burden the third? What
they
is Colston Lovelace?
They haven't utilized them like that.
Who's that on?
It depends on who you ask.
No, it's on the head coach because the head coach was asked a question about it. He said, that's on me. I'll address that this week. Expect to see more tight end play.
Okay, it's something that I did see in watching the tape, though, when you can see some of the all-22s, you see who's open. Like, I think tight end is a read issue for Caleb, too. Like, there are times where the tight ends were open. It's just whether or not, like, Cole Kmet specifically is who I'm thinking of. It's just a matter of whether or not his eyes are there at that time. Like, that's it. Sure, you can design plays specifically for individuals. We don't take away from that. We don't doubt it. But when it comes to some of the way the plays are designed, you can tell that's an option, but it might not be the option.
So is it a processing issue then?
I don't know. I mean, that's how I feel. I think there are some times where you can scheme a guy open, but then there are other times where, you know, if Colston Loveland, for example, is still running his route and QB's ready to throw, well, then you're not throwing there because he doesn't see you.
So maybe it's a timing issue.
Maybe it's the second week of the offense issue.
Okay, that's what I've been hammering home, is that I'm giving them time to grow the grace to get where they need to get to. And I just think this week, week three, against this defense, let it rip.
Well, also, we didn't see the week two jump from week one that we wanted to see out of the Bears. To say the very least, to say the absolute very least, when we were saying, oh, okay, well, you know, typically the biggest jump in the NFL game to game is week one and week two.
Very true for the Lions.
And that, yeah, that incredibly true for the Lions when you consider how bad their offense looked in game one against the Packers. Could not be worse for the Bears when it comes to what you saw out of them, both offensively and defensively. Offensively, incrementally better. But defensively, terrifying.
The Bears moonwalked in week two. That's how they got to week two, by moonwalking. They were going straight backwards.
Yeah, I was wondering where that is going, because I was like, are the Lions moonwalking all over the field?
Oh, no,
there's
no.
A bunch of different ways you can go with
moonwalking,
that.
You can go backwards. For any of Robbie and the younger people, that's what moonwalking is.
I know what
is.
Moonwalking is.
I just needed more.
I can moonwalk. That's actually words. One of the few dances I know.
Do it. Do it right now,
Robbie. All right, I'll do it. Is he bad gonna, radio. No,
okay. The Cowboys went 6-3. I was like, y'all are hysterical. We must be watching different games. The Cowboys went toe-to-toe with the Eagles in week one, and you somehow think the Bears can beat them? The Eagles had Jalen Carter get kicked out of the game before kickoff because he spat on the quarterback. Don't do that. Jalen Carter does make that much of a difference to the Eagles. Also, the Eagles aren't even trying. Have you noticed how they're not even throwing the ball downfield? They're just running the ball at will.
A.J. Brown notices, I can tell you that.
But they don't care. They're just going to play their game, and that's what they're doing today.
That's why they have...
I'm sorry the point spread wasn't satisfactory enough for you. And yes, it was a little bit surprising that the Cowboys sans Parsons were not the same team. We're hanging with the Eagles. But that was about two things.
That's why
the Eagles are going to run the ball and do what they want, and Jalen Carter was out.
That's why the Chiefs player was yelling at Jalen Hurts at the end of the game, you don't even have 100 yards. And he's like, scoreboard.
He doesn't. They don't care. They're not even trying to throw the ball downfield.
Just win.
Statistically, they have the fewest attempts, I think.
We have a monstrous offensive line. We've got this guy named Saquon. And, of course, I can, you know, deadlift, squat small houses.
But let's not forget how bad the Giants were and how we had no idea who the quarterback was even going to be. Then they got four of them, and it was like the greatest hits of like name recognition. You know, when you had
Jameis Winston,
Tommy DeVito, Jackson Dart, and Russell Wilson.
And eventually it's going to be Jackson Dart, but we're not there yet, apparently.
So given all of that, yes, I consider the Cowboys giving up a billion yards to the Giants and having to go to overtime to beat them at home, mind you, a factor as to how they're going to play against the Bears. That's why I do think there's a chance. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We continue to talk Bears on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And you're right. I think it's compelling because you're picking the Bears to lose, but then you also think Caleb Williams is going to make a jump.
Have you seen what Dennis Allen has available to him? I think it's going to be I sent in my prediction to Cody. I think I said 38-31.
I retired after I like tied with David Haw until like week 16, I think. I think David took me over in 2021. I think Haw ended up winning in the final week, but we were tied at the top.
Well, I'm 0-2 so far this year. That's all you need to know. And I'm going to be 1-2, though, because 0-3 is staring them in the face.
For anyone interested in the Score host Bears game predictions, you can find them weekly on 670thescore.com, just so you know.
I peaked when I wrote the dystopian scenario about Tom Brady controlling the world's avocado supply. So I was like, I can't top this. I can't be in the prediction game anymore. So we heard what Ben Johnson likes about Dak Prescott. What did he say about Caleb Williams this week?
When you talked about Caleb the other day and you said his eyes weren't in the right place on certain things, like it's something that you were wanting to correct with him, how do you get him to see the field? Like when you're talking about with Dak Prescott, he sees the whole field. How do you get Caleb?
It's just reps. And I've been saying that springtime and in camp throughout. It's just some of these concepts might be the first time. Some of them, they might not be. He might have ran them a dozen times already since we started this thing. And so you just have to do it over and over and over again. And at some point, you worry less about what's my footwork, less about where do my eyes need to be, who am I keying, where do I need to set for this throw. And now you're looking to manipulate the defense a little bit more. How can I look one guy off to create a void to throw the ball into and things of that nature? And we talk about those things, but you gotta do it a lot. And you might fail a few times, and you learn from that, and you do it better the next time. And so we're in that process right now. And like I said, he took a big step from week one to week two. I'm really expecting him to do the same thing week two to week three. But the fact of the matter is, we're not going to go week one, week two, week three, all the way through 17 just like that. We're going to have some hiccups along the way. And I'm aware of that. But his approach to the game right now is what it needs to be. He's coming in. He's doing the work. Eventually, these results will start speaking for themselves. But as long as he puts the work in like he's been doing, we're going to be okay.
That's how I feel. But what defines to you, Marshall, if there's a step backward? Like, what would you see? Let's go in the opposite case scenario, because you're saying he needs to make an even bigger jump, or this could be an opportunity for him. What is not satisfactory to you on Sunday if it happens?
Dirt balls. More dirt balls.
Yeah, or balls at the knees.
It's okay if you throw an incomplete pass, right?
Yeah.
Throw a ball where only your guy can get it and he just can't make the play. That's normal quarterbacking right there.
And we're seeing that happen in the attempts to Roma Dunze. Are they all there? Not necessarily, but that feels like that's what that is going to be.
Keep the turnovers down. We had two potential interceptions. One of them was an interception, the other one negated by penalty. So keep that to a minimum. But the dirt balls are like the number one thing. If it's a swing pass to a running back out of the backfield, just hit him in stride.
That may be the biggest indicator of improvement. That's not his forte.
And if you want to talk about like what a big jump would look like this week, 70%.
Shot downfield. 70% I think is still unrealistic. Like it's a goal and it should be a goal.
I've seen guys do it this year.
Yeah. We have. We also saw his guy do it last year.
Not just a step.
For the whole season.
No. I'm saying if you have a game, a single game, where you throw for 70% or better, that is a big step. Because like you've shown you can do it in a game.
Yeah,
not for the season.
Statistically, you're likely winning the game.
Exactly.
But also, you know how you do that? If you're Jalen Hurts and you're like, here's this pass to this dude 2 yards in front of me. Go run. Like, that's what worries me is the screen game is such a crucial part of success in the NFL offensively that may be a big indicator of timing and what we see moving forward. We have more to come here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We got to get you ready for your fantasy football weekend. Paul Charchi, and we'll do that with us next. We also want to let you know, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas is the place to be for Chicago football fans September 26th through the 29th. How do I know this? I watch football there. Spiegel and Holmes will be broadcasting live that Friday and Saturday from Stadium Swim. It is the place you want to be with all the games on the big screen. And then they are staying for the Monday reaction show after the Chicago-Las Vegas game. So join the Score for an incredible weekend, September 26th through the 29th. That is next weekend at Circa in Las Vegas, Chicago's football headquarters. Log on to CircaLasVegas.com to reserve your stay today. Marshall, you saw it. You get it.
I don't know that I get it, but I definitely saw it. You see what I'm saying there?
Mm-hmm. You need to go back when you're not injured.
That's a start.
It's a different... Ray and I just had a lovely time watching the Padres and Giants game.
It was awesome. Beautiful.
They make random games incredible.
You can also see some side action.
That was at the Sportsbook. Marshall and I had a time at the Circus Sportsbook.
Yeah, I heard Padres fans were getting into fights.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. That's all happening at Circa. Coming up next, let's talk to Paul Charchi in fantasy football news. It's ahead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
You know what that music means? You know when you hear Ludacris, that means it is time for our friend Paul Churchian. We love to talk to him about fantasy football. And what was I talking to Marshall Harris about in our break? His fantasy team. Church is Church is the chief execution officer of Guillotine Leagues at fantasylife.com. Marshall, would you like to tell me what, or tell Church what you were telling me in the break?
So, Charge, you know I had Joe Burrow on my team, and you know, Austin Eckler.
No.
It gets worse.
George Kittle.
Oh, jeez.
But you know what? Your suggestion last week at tight end did his job. I still got blown out. I can't remember the last time I was 0-2 in fantasy, though, so this is a disheartening time for me. And do you think Jake Browning is the guy? I mean, there's Burrow, there's Purdy, there's McCarthy, Fields, Daniels. We got a lot of people who are hurt as far as quarterbacks. Who should we be looking to, and I mean me, to pick up, to back up our quarterback situation? Caleb Williams is running out there for me this week. I'm just letting you know that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not ideal, but this is such a good matchup, right? If it's not now, when for Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
I like Jake Browning. This is a really strong matchup against a Vikings defense that is ravaged by injury. Get this on Browning. I think he's one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league. He's thrown at least one touchdown in all seven of his career starts. You remember 2 years ago, he had to start about half a season. And then last week, playing most of that game, he threw two touchdowns, ran in another one. And he's actually got good mobility. In these eight games I just referenced, four rushing touchdowns. He's got T. Higgins. He's got Jamar Chase. And while the Vikings have done a pretty good job of containing opposing quarterbacks, this one with the Vikings missing a starting linebacker, a starting cornerback, this could be a nice opportunity for Jake Browning. You could do worse. I do have Caleb Williams a couple spots ahead of Browning, but if you're in a pinch, Browning does make some sense.
I mean, you reacted to it, Church, and Marshall and I have been talking about it. The injuries are already an issue, I think, earlier than a lot of people may have prepared for at this time of the year. Mm-hmm. What's another position where you're saying, okay, if there's an injury, this is somebody who you're looking at, or if there's a group of players that you think is taking hits more so than usual?
Well, tight end's been a complete disaster, Layla. It's if you didn't bank on one of the sure things, and even then you might have got George Kittle like Marshall did, and thanks, now you're sweating that. There's nowhere to turn, almost, except for the guy that I gave out last week, Juwan Johnson, Marshall, which worked out for you. And
it
hopefully
did.
That's, but I got to peacock the ones I get right, because I get a lot of these wrong during our segment. So, right, you know, I got to illuminate when I guess right.
We still get stuff wrong too.
Hey, Charge, I still have Travis Kelce. I just had to watch him drop a touchdown pass and turn into an interception last week. I like to run a two tight end set.
Well, that's a luxury. Most people just try to find one tight end. Did you see how after he dropped that ball and it turned into an interception going the other way, he just stopped. He didn't trail the play. He didn't, you know, he got pouty in the end zone rather than going and trying to track down the ball carrier. Man, I don't know. Travis Kelce. I just wonder. He acknowledged that last year, he was distracted by all the Taylor Swift stuff. Now my worry is similarly distracted because he has the opportunity to consummate his relationship finally now that they're getting engaged.
Consummate his relationship.
Not,
he has a wedding to plan. He has a wedding
things
to plan.
I did not see exactly coming. I did not see that.
I saw it coming. He's got a wedding to plan.
I think, that though, could, there's also, Charge, and you know this, there's been articles that have been published about his success essentially being the Chiefs' success. Like, as he goes, they go. Mm-hmm. And he's 35 now. And you know, at some point that was going to take a toll, especially the way tight ends' bodies just take a beating with all the blocks they have to commit, you know, with the way they run the routes over the middle of the field. At some point, this was going to catch up with him physically. Do you think that's part of it?
Well, for sure. I mean, you just eye test. You can watch him, and the metrics are there as well. His separation yards have dropped way down. Mm-hmm. He's just not the same athlete, and almost nobody is at 35. So there's that. But the part nobody's talking about, Layla, when can we start addressing Patrick Mahomes' play?
Ooh,
is it sacrosanct to wonder, is he the same player that he was 3 and 4 and 5 years ago when he was undeniably the best quarterback in the league? And yes, you can point at Xavier Worthy's not on the field. And, you know, of course, Rashee Rice is suspended. But you know what? There are plenty of examples of great quarterbacks who find ways with whatever guys they've got. You know, Tom Brady had Randy Moss. And other than Randy Moss, for most of his career, he had second and third tier wide receivers. Hollywood Brown should be good enough. And when you see Mahomes miss badly a wide open Tyquan Thornton last week for what should have been a signature 50, 60, 70 yard gain, and he completely whiffs on that pass, I just feel like nobody's willing to look at Mahomes and wonder, has his play dropped off and contributed to the struggles of a now winless Chiefs team?
No, I think that's fair. More bad news on my fantasy team, Charge. I just want to let you know.
Yes, tell me.
Because there's a lot of talk about these rookie running backs coming into the season. So I said, you know what? With this late second round pick, I could do worse than Ashton Jeanty. Charge.
Jeez, yes.
What's going on?
Well, first, that was a gift at the end of the second round. He was going at the end, middle of the first round in a lot of drafts.
Does it feel like a gift?
No, it doesn't right now, does it? So here's what's going on. The Las Vegas offensive line, so bad. Get this. They're giving him negative 0.2 yards before contact. Negative. So he has to beat a tackler before he's even at the line of scrimmage. The other part that's hurting Jeanty, his pass blocking is so comically bad. The viral videos are out. You can see him not trying and whiffing. He lost last week, Monday night. He lost almost half of the snaps to Zamir White and Dylan Laube. He was supposed to be a generational opportunity runner, right? And here he is losing half of the snaps to nobodies. So the good news on Jeanty, and the reason to think that it'll get better, when he does get into open space, he's been really good. If he's given a lane, he's been good. He's got the fifth best broken tackle rate among starting running backs. So if the offensive line can just start to gel and not just be non-awful for Las Vegas, Jeanty should get better.
Wow.
But am really worried about the lack of snaps and the pass blocking for a guy that we want on the field on third down.
Charge, I have to break a rule because I think it's a really good fantasy question. I know that you don't take like text questions and calls like you used to. It's a little bit different on our Thursday segments, but this is a really good one. And by good, I mean weird. 630, fair question. Mac Jones or Carson Wentz?
Ooh.
fair question.
Yes, it is. I have him separated by one spot in my ranking.
Ooh.
So, who's over who?
A totally fair question. I have Mac Jones one spot ahead. Now, they're going up against Arizona. Teams are passing on Arizona. Mac Jones coming off a 3-touchdown performance. And the funny thing is, and I think we even talked about it last week, Mac Jones had averaged last year in 7 long, painful starts for the Jaguars. He averaged 0.8 passing touchdowns. But then he goes to San Francisco, competent offense, competent coaching, talented players around him, and suddenly Mac Jones is getting his 3 touchdowns. So, you know, you like the atmosphere a lot better. But I'd love to talk about Carson Wentz here in Minnesota.
Before you say it, I just want to let you know,
Soda.
My first round pick was Justin Jefferson. Keep going.
Oh, boy.
See, I think Wenzel Soda is kind of like Wenzelvania.
I got you.
Yes, I remember
Wenzelvania.
You're now in the Wenzel Soda era of his career.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And that's safe to say. Now, you know the old adage, you have to be a pretty good pitcher to lose 20 games.
Yeah, because you get to keep running back out there. Yes.
That's right. Yeah, they keep putting you back out for some reason. incredibly, Wentz, when he starts this game, he will become the first quarterback in the history of the NFL to start a game for six different teams in 6 years.
Yeah.
Lord.
So,
yes.
So Justin Jefferson, I have to start him, right?
Yeah, you still have to start Justin Jefferson. And here's why I'm actually kind of optimistic. The training wheels on J.J. McCarthy, you know, he was barely throwing any passes. And I understand why they were bringing him in very slowly, very cautious with his usage. Okay, I get that. But the problem was it was killing Justin Jefferson. And he's an incredibly important part of the Vikings offense, of course. He ranked 36th in wide receiver targets. That should never happen to Justin Jefferson, ever. Mm. So my hope is that Carson Wentz comes out and he says to himself, much like Jake Browning last week, Jake Browning hits the field and he's like, if I'm going down, I'm going down throwing to Jamar Chase. And he pelted Jamar Chase with 14 targets. I would love to see Carson Wentz drop back and just say, I'm running this offense through Justin Jefferson, because why not? And there are exploitable matchups in that lousy, gambling Bengals secondary. So you're still absolutely starting Justin Jefferson in this game.
From the Bears' standpoint, I think it's fortunate that they don't seem to understand that they have Justin Jefferson over years now, Charge. But from a football fan standpoint, I am bothered by this because I feel like we've talked about it with too many different head coaches too many times.
Don't you feel like sometimes they just outthink themselves? Man, just go get your great players, great, you know, get them the ball, manufacture looks, do whatever you have to do. And Justin Jefferson certainly at that level. The other Viking of note I'll mention, Jordan Mason sitting on a 20 carry game with Aaron Jones on injured reserve. So we'll watch that one. Vikings offensive line is going to be missing two starters, which stinks. But Jordan Mason has looked pretty good. You saw some of what he could do in that week one game against the Bears. And he's absolutely startable on a high volume situation coming up.
Paul Charchian, as always, we appreciate the discussion and the Vikings gossip. You are a man for all people.
Next week, you know what I would like to hit on non-fantasy with you two?
What's that?
Both of our teams made knee-jerk decisions to extend their general manager needlessly on the last years of their deals.
I like yours and, a lot better than
I don't
ours.
Think that's a fair comparison.
Oh, I don't know about that. No, let's debate next week. Let's try to remember, and it's hard for me to remember anything a week out, but let's try to remember to debate which of those decisions was more knee-jerk and irresponsible, because they both might be.
Well, luckily for you, Ray Diaz has a Google Doc, so we can do that.
Okay.
He keeps notes on these things.
We'll count on him to be the organized one out of this. All right.
Exactly.
Thank you, my friends.
Thanks, Charge.
I disagree with him.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
He forgets what his team did last year.
Like,
it's just
serious?
Like Robbie. If the Lions went to the Super Bowl, you wouldn't care what Ben Johnson had to say about Jared Goff last
week. I'd still be
week.
Drunk, passed out in the streets.
I was about to say Carson Wentz.
I'm insulted by Charge's rare lack of sensibility in that comment, in that even notion. But yeah, we can do that next week.
Yeah, sure. I will.
Flip the
and
the
you know what
pad.
I'm going to do? I'm going to point to a scoreboard and remind you what the Vikings record was last year.
And Ryan Poles' record as a GM.
Jesus H. Christ. Coming up next, it is halftime. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to bring you the best of the Cubs post-game celebration in Pittsburgh. They were funny. It was entertaining. Everybody had some fun. I hope they're feeling the effects of that fun today. It's next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it? It's nap time.
That it is, and we talked about the Cubs making the playoffs and how this started when you consider what Craig Counsell had to say last year about how the Cubs needed to actually win the division. He's like, oh yeah, focus on winning 90 games. And so they did, and now they're making the playoffs. Isn't it neat when a plan comes together? That's how that goes.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Exactly. Nice shirt, by the way. The Marshall shirts giveth.
I like the A-team.
What is your shirt, sir? What is this today?
It's from the A-team, the van that Hannibal and them used to ride in.
Oh,
Hannibal
okay.
Face, B.A. Baracus, Murdoch.
I did actually see Mr. T one time standing outside of Sweetwater walking home after work.
Mr. T eats at Sweetwater?
He was at Sweetwater over here by us.
That's crazy.
That is a very Chicago thing you witnessed. That is extremely Chicago.
So random.
Yeah, I've witnessed a few in my day. That was definitely one of them. I think I texted Lawrence and I was like, I just saw Mr. T.
Well, Lawrence is a friend of the family.
Yes. As I found out in that text before he ever said it on the air. So we also talked about what Ben Johnson had to say about the Bears' practice habits. And Caleb Williams had a statement with words in it about the return of Matt Eberflus and his time with him. Yeah, so there were words there that were said. We talked to Paul Charchi, and as you heard, and how this could be a game where the offense could see some real progress.
It's nap time.
About that Cubs playoff celebration, by the way. They start a four-game series tonight in Cincinnati. We're trying to figure out who's in the lineup. I'm pretty sure Clark is going to catch. Pre-game coverage begins at 5:40. First pitch is at 6:15. It is the only local broadcast of tonight's game, and it can be heard on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. They had some fun last night, yesterday, whatever you want to call that post-game.
Kevin Alcantara's in that lineup. Did you see the Oktoberfest? The team, the
rookie
rookies.
Picture.
Yeah, the rookie
they made
picture.
Them all dress up in lederhosen.
Yeah.
They look happy about
they
it.
Did. Of course they were.
They were so happy.
Going to the playoffs. Happy to be on board.
Of all the things you have to wear once you change. Unbelievable. So, yes, the Cubs had their dress-up trip, and that was hilarious. But they also got to party in the clubhouse after the game. Pete Crow Armstrong, I think he admitted some things in his interview with Taylor McGregor.
Pete, you're celebrating going to the postseason in Major League Baseball with this group of guys. What does this moment mean?
Everything, man. I've never done interviews like this.
Me neither.
No, this is really cool. I think it's just special that we get to share it with each other. This is probably the best example of perseverance and sticking with one another, loving on each other, all year.
And by this, he means drunk.
I've never done interviews like this.
That's how I felt. I'm not saying he was.
Is PCA a lightweight?
It could have been possible that
you can't get drunk that fast, can you?
I think the challenge was issued yesterday.
I mean, that was like 30 minutes after the game.
It depends on who you ask. Let's listen to Shota Imanaga and his translator, Edwin Stansberry, talking about how to absorb alcohol.
How many bottles of champagne have you used here today?
Probably more than 10, and I learned that with champagne, instead of drinking it, you should absorb it with your skin. It feels better.
Taylor getting doused right now with the champagne.
Yeah, Taylor didn't just laugh maniacally for no reason. And that stuff is cold.
There's not a person that had more fun than T-Mac yesterday. Just like getting to interview these while getting sprayed. That seems so fun.
She was a good sport about it all. She had the poncho on.
The poncho was ready. She was definitely champagne shower ready.
Nobody was as cool as Carson Kelly yesterday, smoking the cigar with no hands and then the two beers in one hand and then fist pumping Matt Boyd. Let's hear what Carson Kelly had to say about his celebration game.
What's the best part of these champagne showers for you?
Not being able to see anything. This is
the
awesome.
Burn in your eyes. Is it burn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Somebody once told me to embrace the burn. Are you embracing
it? Yeah, I'm embracing it right now. Yeah, this is pretty much full throttle right to the face. Yeah.
You know what? You know what? I'm just going to let that sit. I'm going to let that sit with y'all.
Poor Dansby Swanson. Did you guys see what happened to Dansby? So they kept pouring alcohol on Dansby, and he was smile. His smile, his cringe looks like a smile because he's Dansby, and you know, he gets to be that dude. So he was smiling but cringing, I think, and they asked him why, and he said he had a strawberry on the side of his leg, so, you know, a turf burn, if you will. And that plus alcohol, I can't even imagine.
It's not a good feeling.
The sting. Oh, that is brutal.
Not a good feeling.
I've had to do that, put alcohol in like an open wound. Not drinking alcohol, rubbing alcohol.
That's how you know some of these guys are amateurs, because teams that win and go to the playoffs frequently, they've got the goggles, the ski goggles. They've got all kinds of things to keep that stuff out
of their
eyes.
Oh, they had the goggles, but like, what can you do about a wound on the side of you?
Oh, no, not that part. I'm talking about
Carson.
Carson.
Well, here's the thing with Carson, right? Now, these guys are devious for this. So he had to take off the goggles because he's talking to Taylor and he wants to take the goggles off, be a professional for the interview. So he's got the goggles up to talk to Taylor and they got him. Because he was goggles up.
That's what they do. Yeah.
He got.
Well, that's what they all do. Justin Turner had his shirt off. He's just living his best life. He said that was a Clayton Kershaw inspiration. The visuals were incredible. And our post-game show was Zach Zaidman. They did a great job as well. There was another question asked to PCA about his message to the Cubs fans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.